Our Coaches Insight programs are back here in 2025. Care 93.7 FM, Brandon Tamman. We're joined now by the Atchison girls basketball coach. That is Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health and at Taco John's. Phoenix looking to get their first game going in 2025. We've had some weather this week, which has pushed some things around. We'll kind of talk about that. But, Coach, let's go back to the holiday break. A loss to Sumner going into the break. It was a very close game, and then you had a couple of weeks to kind of get some things right. How did you utilize that time over the holiday break, getting your girls ready for 2025?
Sure. We wanted to use the momentum from the Sumner game from the second half. We went in down 23 at halftime. And battled back and only lost by six. So second half, we came out and played some basketball, kind of got our identity a little bit, found out what we were good at defensively, found out what we were a little bit better at offensively. And over the break, we really wanted to get in on those and try to get better. So when we come out, we can play better defense and offense.
Yeah, and I'm sure the girls were itching to get going after the couple week layoff, and it's kind of extended out here this week with the weather and games getting moved around. I know the Wyandotte game got pushed to later on next week, but we'll talk about a game against Highland Park, which is scheduled for Friday. But how have you navigated the difficult stretch here with the weather, not being able to practice, and just the challenges kind of navigating through that, which, again, you know, it's Kansas, so this isn't
sure.
Nothing we're not used to. But, again, just right now, how have you kind of handled the situation this week?
Well, you know, just constant communication with the girls. We got in some good practices over the break before the weather hit, so I was feeling good getting into that. But like you said, it's Kansas. We know this is going to happen. We had the same thing happen last year. So it's just staying in communication with the girls, making sure that they're comfortable with what we're putting in. Hey, ask me questions. Well, you know, we can text, we can send messages out saying, hey, what do you got? Let's get it figured out. So when we get back on the floor, we can just get right back to it.
Yeah, do you have, I know some coaches have said they have maybe little like workouts they can give to their players that maybe they can just do from home. Do you have anything like that, or do you just encourage them to try to do something even if they can't get out of the house?
Sure. I tell them, hey, message me, what do you want to work on? Dribbling, shooting. There's always something you can do. Having a basketball in your hand never hurts. And you can do different things as long as parents don't mind a ball dribbling in their kitchen or whatnot.
Right.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're hoping to get back to it on Friday, scheduled till at home against Highland Park. What can you tell us about the Scots and just kind of the expectations for Friday's matchup?
Sure. You know, they've been the leader of our league for the last couple years. And they still got a pretty good athletic team. They got a sophomore, Pramela Carter, who's a good player. So we really want to focus on shutting her down. And we want to work on playing our game. You know, we talked a lot over the break. We need to focus more on ourselves and not so much the other team. I think sometimes the girls focus so much on the other team, they forget what they need to do. So I want us to be the best version of ourselves. And if we do that, we can go out and compete with anybody.
There it is, Atchison girls basketball coach. That is Nick Rebant, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John. Still looking to get that first game here in 2025. Right now, scheduled tilt with Highland Park on Friday, a broadcast that is scheduled for Care 93.7 FM. Coach, we really appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it.